We're the Big Bang.
I'm Courtney.
I'm Linda.
I'm Shannon.
I'm Taryn.
And I'm Natasha.
And we're here to talk about physics.
First of all, why is physics a fundamental science?
Come on, Taryn. You know the answer to that question. Physics is a fundamental science because it relates to everything. It applies to all kinds of problems, not just physics problems. It provides a platform for which problem-solving strategies can be used and maintained for everyday life obstacles.
Basically, physics just explains the way things work and why things happen as they do, and it's the study of the laws of nature that explain the behavior of the whole universe, which is pretty much the basis of everything. And it explains the most underlying knowledge of our world and applies these laws to the solution of practical problems. And using critical thinking skills, we can expand on what we already know.
Oh, okay, that sounds right.
Okay, that sounds good and everything, but it kind of just sounds like a bunch of school mumbo jumbo. I mean, you guys need to break it down a little bit better. How would you use that in everyday life? I mean, like Shannon, for example, you want to be a physical therapist, so if you in your line of work, how would you use that?
Well, like, okay, for example, in physical therapy, if I'm going to have some sort of patient, like, lean on the table, and I need to, like, say, stretch out his latissimus dorsi muscle or something like that, I'm going to need to know exactly how far I need to pull his left arm over to stretch out the muscle and, like, which angle to use to move it, you know, which different way or what. So, I mean, if you think about it, like, finding the angles in all these problem-solving, like, methods that we're using, like, today, I'm going to use for my future reference in my profession.
What about you, Courtney? You want to be a marine biologist, right?
Right. I'll be definitely using problem-solving skills in physics in my career. For example, physics is used to determine the size of tides, whether it's a flooding current or an ebbing current. The sun is one half the moon's influence, therefore when they're in alignment and pulling in the same direction, this causes a higher and higher and lower tides. But if the sun and the moon are in 90 degree angles, their poles cancel each other out, and you get a lower, higher tide and a higher, lower tide. Other examples of problem-solving skills would be determine how much food to feed an animal based on their mass, or monitoring the pollution levels in the water.
That's cool, Courtney. What about you, Linda?
Well, I want to study the science of the atmosphere and the ocean, how they interact, so I would definitely be using a lot of physics. For example, to determine the behavior of storms and the direction that they're moving in, you have to be able to determine the distribution of pressure in the air and the location of warm and cold fronts, and also take into account many other factors that influence how the atmosphere works. And physics would also be useful in monitoring pollution levels of the atmosphere.
That's cool and all, but Natasha, don't you want to be a doctor? How does this relate to you?
Quite simply, actually. Since I'm planning on being a doctor, I plan on having fat pockets, which means I'll need to use physics to determine the maximum velocity I can hit a curb at what angle in my brand new Lamborghini.
Wow, Natasha, okay, that was really funny. But back to all seriousness, Taryn, what about you? Like, you're going to be a dentist, right? How are you going to use these problem-solving skills in your profession?
Well, because I want to be a dentist, I'm going to use this problem-solving skills in many ways. Based on a person's height or weight, I'm going to be able to determine the amount of anesthesia to give to the person needing a root canal.
We came upon the next question. How does the Big Bang Theory relate to the 20th century existential postmodernist thought?
Whoa, okay, I'm done. I give up.
Come on, Shannon, let's go.
No, you guys, it's not that hard. We just need to do some research.
We are the Big Bang Theory. We should know this. I know it seems a little intimidating at first, but since we know Bloom's taxonomy, we should be able to break it down a little simpler. First of all, we need to get some knowledge about the concepts at hand so that we can learn more about the question. Thanks to Wikipedia and Google, we defined each term independently. Using this knowledge, then we're able to understand the question and then eventually apply that knowledge to synthesizing a conclusion.
Well, obviously we know what Big Bang is, but we need to explain it a little bit better. So I Googled it, thanks to Google,
And the little summary it gave me was that the Big Bang Theory is the dominant scientific theory about the origin of the universe. According to the Big Bang, the universe was created sometime between 10 and 20 billion years ago from a cosmic explosion that hurled matter all directions. Well, to me, I think that still sounds a little bit confusing. So, to put it in small terms, the Big Bang was initially suggested because it explains why distant galaxies are traveling away from us with great speed.
Whoa.
All right, girls, did you understand that a little bit better?
Yeah.
Somewhat. Okay, let's move on to the next subject. Next, we have existentialism, which pursues the meaning of existence and emphasizes action, freedom, and decision.
All right, so there we have a short summary of existentialism. Now, what about postmodernist thought? What exactly is that?
Well, ladies, postmodern belief says a concrete description of reality is impossible.
Impossible? Nothing is impossible.
All truth is limited, approximate, and constantly evolving. No theory can ever be proved true. An absolute and certain truth that explains all things is unobtainable.
So now that we have knowledge about the subject and understand what the question is asking, we can use critical thinking skills to apply our knowledge and analyze the question and come up with a solution. So now, back to the original question. How does the Big Bang Theory relate to 20th century existential postmodernist thought? Since we know what all these things mean now, the solution we came up with is that if the Big Bang Theory is true, that means that the universe is not eternal and the universe is not infinite.
What? We're not going to be here forever?
I guess not. So that means the Big Bang Theory is in accordance with the postmodernist belief, because if the universe is not eternal and infinite, then how could you obtain a certain truth that explains all things? So that truth must be unobtainable. All we can do is theorize and learn as much as we can about the events we experience on this earth.
Yes, you nailed it. Way to go, Linda. All right, time to wrap it up. We got a Huskers game to attend.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.